Rappers Radio, where it's all about the music.
Welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. I'm Rick Rockwell, back in Washington, D.C. this week. Co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas. Ann Briggs starts us off telling us traveling's easy, but I have to apologize right off the bat here, Jeff. We were not on the air last week. Both of us doing a bit of traveling over the past 2 weeks, and from my point of view, traveling's never easy these days.
And so we had Ann Briggs to tell us all about traveling, and Rick, she, it's an interesting story about Ann Briggs. She retired at the age of 27 in 1971, having done only 30 songs, her entire recorded output, only 30 songs, and is generally cited as the single most influential woman singer in the British folk revival of the mid-1960s. So that's Pentangle and Fairport Convention and Sandy Denny. And I think you can hear a little bit in that song kind of what everybody borrowed from.
You can certainly hear some Sandy Denny, and you can certainly hear some Fairport Convention. Is there any reason why she retired? Just enough of the folk rock lifestyle?
Apparently, Rick, she didn't like the way her voice sounded, and she didn't like to perform in public. So I guess that kind of limits your...
Well, it certainly does limit your output if that's what you're going to do. I don't know. Is there a poet to compare her to? If she had depressive tendencies, I would have called her the Emily Dickinson of rock and roll. But
actually, I think a more apt comparison would be Robert Johnson. He stopped performing for a different reason, which was someone murdered him, but very influential, very mysterious, and a very small output.
Well, we have not mysterious music this week, but all sorts of music. Our eclectic mix is here on the Underground Podcast, and I think it's time to get right to it. New music here from Fleet Foxes.
Of the cloud of dust on earth. the sounds you make together. Is the music to the story of your eyes. It's been shining down. Thank you.
Band of Horses, a song called Detlef Schrempf. Yes, that would be Detlef Schrempf, a former pro basketball player from Germany. And that's reasonably new music from 2007, as we ended a set of influenced by the Moody Blues, because on the Ivory Towers Underground podcast, we look for music in the oddest sort of places. The set started off with new music, Fleet Foxes, Mykonos, and in the middle, the Blues, the Moody's themselves, The Story in Your Eyes. And Rick, you and I were talking, it's almost impossible for me to believe that bands would be influenced by the Moody Blues, but there you go.
Well, I'm not surprised that bands are influenced by the Moody Blues. I have always liked the Moody Blues, and I want to thank you for playing The Story in Your Eyes, because that is absolutely one of my most favorite Moody Blues songs, and it shows you exactly why the Moody's were influential, because it not only has that progressive rock sound, it shows you how progressive rock came out of a folk influence. It's actually got some guitars in there, along with those synthesizers.
And do you know how hard it is to try to find a Moody Blues song to play that isn't one of the two or three songs that's always played on classic rock radio?
Well, that's, again, why I like The Story in Your Eyes so much. It is a wonderful Moody song. And the truth is, not only do you not hear that song on classic rock radio, and I know you're going to say that there's no more classic rock where I live, and that may be a good thing, but even when there was, they had stopped playing the Moody Blues, which may tell you why there's no more classic rock on this part of the ocean where I am.
And on our little traveling journey today, we've got even more tunes that are more interesting after this.
A restless energy blows across the globe.
The desire for human rights.
Yet every day, people are tortured,
imprisoned,
executed, or disappeared.
Simply for their identity or their beliefs.
That's why Amnesty International speaks out.
To protect people's basic human rights.
To change the sounds of suffering.
To the sounds of freedom.
Call 1-800-AMNESTY.
It's your human right.
1-800-AMNESTY.
Yeah.
doll parts, bed skin, doll heart. It's dance for night, for the rest of my life. Yeah, they really want you, they really want you, they really do. Yeah, they really want you, they really want you, but I do too. I want to be the girl with the most cake. He only loves those things because he loves to see them break.
Hole with Doll Parts on the Ivory Towers Underground podcast. We started out with the longtime Betty LeVette, I Still Want to Be Your Baby, Take Me As I Am, from 2007. Betty from Muskegon, Michigan, has been singing R&B since 1962, and it doesn't seem as if she's slowed down one bit. In the middle, new music from Miss Lee, I Heard of a Girl, a Swedish chanteuse. We were laughing, Rick, post-new wave R&B, garage progressive. But she's Swedish, so hey, that's a good reason to put her on the show.
Well, we are the kings of Scandinavian rock and roll. And our longtime listeners know that we are the place to come if you want to hear the latest in Scandinavian music. Miss Lee, I don't know if you have any other background on her, but she's certainly new and interesting.
A Swedish singer-songwriter. This is, I believe, her second album. And it's kind of in that same vein of, it's not quite electronica, but it's not quite R&B, somewhere in the middle of that.
Now, the Betty LeVette, that is from the 60s, is it not, or not?
Oh, that's from 2007. She's still... She's out there, you know, Rick, there's a whole lot of people out there that don't get played on the radio that we have to play them here to correct that oversight. And
indeed,
Betty LeVette is one of them.
Well, that whole song from Courtney Love and her band, that would be then the oldest song in that particular set, even though it doesn't sound maybe as old as some of the others.
And if you like the way we do that on the Underground Podcast, you can send us an email. Our email address, ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's Ivory Towers, TOWERZ radio, all one word, @att.net.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
Young teacher, the subject of schoolgirl fantasy. She wants him so badly, knows what she wants to be. inside her, there's longing. This girl's an open page, bookmarking. She's so close now. This girl is half his age.
Stand So Close to Me on Jeff's New Wave on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. And the question about the Police and that song, Rick, is, were they really New Wave?
Well, some people debate that, but I think they come in, at least in my book, at the end of the New Wave. They start to sound different after those first two records that they produced, and maybe by their third record, I'm not sure they're really New Wave anymore.
Well, it's interesting because Don't Stand So Close to Me is from the third album, Zenyatta Mundata, in 1980. And I think it actually is a much more sophisticated, much poppier, much more polished, less, I don't know. The Police were never had a raw sound, but it's a much more finished, a much more produced sound than I think they ever had.
I think the rawest part of the Police, and you know, I have mixed opinions about the Police, is that when Sting finally learned how to sing, and I know people will write me letters about that, but when he finally learned how to...
Radio at att.net.
That's right. When he finally learned how to sing, they lost whatever raw edge they had.
And for what it's also worth is that the drummer Stuart Copeland and the guitar player Andy Sumner were also much better musicians than, I think, everybody in the New Wave except maybe Nick Lowe and Dave Edmunds combined. And I think that really shows, because I actually, we've never played them on my New Wave portion of the Underground podcast, and I've never really thought of them as New Wave until I saw Sting and Elvis Costello doing a little chat show business, and they knew each other from the old days, so I figured, what the heck.
Well, why don't you consider them New Wave?
We will consider them for the purposes of this. They were sharing stories about touring in 1978. So hey, that's good enough for me.
But musically, you don't put them in the new wave box.
No, their music wasn't cynical or interesting enough. And now I'm going to get the emails. ivorytowersradio@atg.net.
Well, we know that there are a lot of Police fans out there, but we like some Police songs, so we should say that. We're not haters, but we have been critics of the Police before, both of us, and I admit to it. And I will still throw brick rats their way. On their last tour, some people may recall that I said some bad things about them, both on this podcast and also written on the internet. So I stand by my reviews.
Should we play some more music now?
Some more music that I think both of us like even better than the Police.
I'm sick of this. fascist ideology is only getting in the way of my biology. Your book says no, but my body wants more. Oh Lord, won't you help me? I've lost control. And now that you only want to feel everything you've only felt while in your dreams. So dance like you've never danced, scream like you've never screamed, cause this one might be your last. I will not bow down to your God. This is not who I am. I will not give in to your lies. This is not who I am. Oh, you can burn down my house, throw me for life. Take what you want, do what you like, but you'll never succeed. No, you'll never succeed. Breaking my heart, breaking my soul. I've reached a point where I just don't care no more. The pigs, they're a-preaching while the preacher is teasing all the pretty little boys. The empire is falling, the architects are running, it's dying. Raise your voice. Or you can burn down my house, throw me for life. Take what you want, do what you like, but you'll never succeed. No, you'll never succeed. I'm breaking my heart, breaking my soul. I've reached a point where I just don't care no more.
That's new music from Hypernova, Viva la Resistance. And Jeff, I think that Hypernova qualifies as a punk band. We were talking off the air about whether they should be quantified, qualified, however you'd like to say it, as a punk band or not. But that is an Iranian rock and roll band now living in New York, still under the radar a bit because they all go by pseudonyms. If you listen to that song closely, not only are they cursing, which will get them thrown in jail in Iran, but they are also talking specifically about the theocracy and about Iranian authority. And so no better way to qualify a punk band than one that's slapping right back at authority. And if they go to the wrong place in the world, these guys would get themselves arrested, which is a little bit more than most punk bands were willing to put on the line.
Well, Rick, I will withdraw my little doubt about whether they were punk or not. A lot of punk bands don't have hand claps. Anybody who does music and can be arrested for doing the music, you can't get much punkier than that.
True enough. But before them, as we track it back, a post-punk band. Now, we can argue about whether this band is punk or not, but the Black Lips, new one from their latest, Short Fuse is the name of the song. And starting us off, I don't know if you want to call them a punk band or not. I consider Sleater-Kinney a punk band with Modern Girl.
That's Sleater-Kinney, of course, one of the last of the great punk bands. And Rick, that's from their final album in 2005, The Woods. And I don't know, maybe they'll get bored. And if all these other bands, if I got to put up with Rod Stewart touring this summer, maybe Sleater-Kinney will get bored and they'll come back together and put out an album because we could sure use it. And speaking of getting back together, Rick, I understand Depeche Mode is touring again.
Depeche Mode will be touring the world starting in about, a couple of days, actually. They're closing down some streets in Los Angeles to be on Jimmy Kimmel Live, and they will be touring South America for the first time since 1994, so a full world tour for Depeche Mode. And Jeff, you read about that tour on the Ivory Towers blog. There's more than just the Ivory Towers underground radio podcast, but we have ourselves an ancillary blog, and you can find it at www.ivorytowers.com. And then when you type that, that's all one word, Ivory Towers, and with a Z, a Z, or a Zeta at the end, one more time for the ancillary Ivory Towers blog, www.ivorytowers.com.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
That's a cover of Bob Dylan's Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat from Beck Hansen, who, as we know, just likes to go by that last name. Beck, that's from the War Child album. And this is a very different covers tribute album of a sort, Jeff, because it raises money for children in war zones across the world. And it's a project that Paul McCartney has endorsed and others have jumped onto. And the way that this works is actually the people who wrote the songs, in this case Dylan, get to pick the person that they would like to cover them. And so Dylan asked Beck if he would do this, and that's the result. A wonderful cover, I believe.
I enjoyed that song very much, and right now I'm trying to imagine the conversation between Bob Dylan and Beck.
I all I know is the two guys would probably get together and compare what headgear they have on.
Do you think in the conversation either of them would say more than two or three words, or they just kind of stare at each other a lot?
Well, the real question is, both are known as mumblers.
That's what I mean.
And I'm wondering whether if you recorded it, it would be a great documentary, the conversation between Beck and Dylan, just the looks and the mumbled words, and maybe the misunderstandings that they would have, but maybe not. Apparently, he feels that Beck is a musical soulmate of sorts. So I think they were on the same wavelength on that particular cover. Well, to tell you the truth, Jeff, we have other music of that sort. And the interesting thing where we're going here is that cover. I'm not sure how you would qualify it. It has blues edges. I think off the air you were comparing it to some Hendrix covers of Dylan. But coming up, we've got some glam rock. And believe it or not, I think it works in that area too.
Underground Podcast, Ivory Towers Radio.
mystery set. And I'm not the saddest cheerleader to forget the American word for the gang in the head. It dwindles to no members when the mystery's met. The sky looks threatened, heading home in the dust, singing life is forgetting, good enough for the frivolous. There's one thing I remember is this tear on your bare shoulder, this little silver boulder, this slowly falling star, rolling so what, never getting older where the moonshot curtains part. The start of enough, a teardrop in a vaccination scar. I'll tell you if I'm able.
Built on over 3.5 million deaths.
Fight the war the way they want to try. It didn't matter if time to slow down. Combat
that is punching back starving people, Muhammad Ali, and starving people. But I do not dream about it at all.
I am afraid.
Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. The music there from Queensryche, Unafraid. That new one, Jeff, is from their latest release called American Soldier, which is actually a bit of music and a bit of documentary, and I think you heard it in that one, interviews with soldiers from both Vietnam and Iraq, and I believe Afghanistan also included on that particular release. We started off with T-Rex. We've never played T-Rex on the Underground podcast before, so making up for lost ground with a T-Rex classic, Jeepster, and in the middle, the tragically hip with Vaccination Scar.
I want to send my apologies out to T-Rex and all the T-Rex fans. That's a tremendous oversight on our part.
The late, great Mark Bolan, who made up T-Rex with a few others here and there as time went on. Mark Bolan, one of those folks who didn't survive the 70s, unfortunately. And many people credit today with the really beginning the glam rock movement that others like Bowie certainly amplified and took advantage of after.
Well, Rick, we've got one final part of the show still to do.
On the other side of this cross-promotional announcement, the heaviest is coming your way.
Greetings. I'm Michael, your musical guide to the vast Ivory Towers archive. More than 100 hours of music, all at your fingertips. All you have to do is repeat this simple online mantra, public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. Keep repeating the mantra for your musical pleasure.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
Got 7 deadly sins. Gluttony.
You're going to come take a look at this.
Greed.
No one touches anything.
Sloth, wrath, pride, lust, and envy. 7. You can expect 5 more of these.
Oh, greed.
it's the music of Megadeth on the Metal Shop this week. The song, Jeff, is called simply Seven. And as you heard, they're talking a little bit there about the seven deadly sins. Not sure if that will affect your vote, affect your evaluation there, but what number do you give Megadeth on the heavy metal dipstick?
Rick, that sounds about a 20W60 to me. That's pretty grungy. That's pretty cranky.
20W60. Now, what's the end of the dipstick? I'm always forgetting this.
25W60.
So not down to that zone, but still pretty cranky.
There's some sludge in there.
No question. We were actually off the air comparing it to Deep Purple. I think there's some Deep Purple chords in there along with the sludge.
Rick, I just need to remind our listeners that the Ivory Towers podcast is a non-commercial, non-profit program designed and used for educational purposes. Some of the material contained in this podcast is previously copyrighted but used with permission. Other copyrighted material is reused following fair use guidelines. Any copyright holders who do not wish to have their material used should contact the programmers directly at ivorytowersradio@att.net and it will be removed. The programmers do not support file sharing and encourage listeners to buy music from the artists featured in this podcast.
So here we are, Jeff, at the end of our musical journey. Any final comments?
Once again, I must pat ourselves on the back. We started off with Anne Briggs, the prototypical British folk revival female soloist, and ended up with Megadeth.
It's always quite a journey.
If that's not genius, I don't know what is.
So with that, thanks for listening to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my wonderful co-host Jeff Siegel in Dallas, I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C. Please join us again next time.